Oh, it's starting.
It is Monday.
Thank God it's Monday again.
Monday. Thank God.
TGIM.
Let's celebrate, shall we?
That is weird.
Is that weird?
To me, that is a weird idea.
Instead of doing TGIF, I'm going to do TGIM. Thank God it's Monday.
Your positivity is infectious.
Let's do this thing.
Let's do it.
Okay, showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Positivity is infectious. There are a lot of infectious things going around right now. Let's at least be positive. Bring your vibrations up. That's just... get those negative people out of your life. I'm not negative. I'm just trying to bring you the truth. And if that doesn't seem like it's very positive, well, that's how you get around it. That's how you, if you have the truth, you know, whatever happened to that feeling, just the truth is always the best way. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Lots of great things to give away today, including, you know what? I'm going to dig these out. How about some poetry? We need some poetry. I've got an amazing set of poetry books that literally surround Trump's 4 years in the presidency. Think about that. Trump's 4 years, when we had jobs that were fantastic and we were energy independent and gas prices were down and we just felt free. Now you have to go to Sky News Australia to find out that the Biden administration is covering for Fauci. Yep. They are defending him. As every day we learn more and more and more about the gain of function tests that were going on. Wow. That's going to have to be a question for tomorrow. Do you think gain of function tests are needed or dangerous? I mean, we've got enough things in this world trying to kill us. Do we really need to be creating different things? Yeah, I don't think so. Very serious issue happening in Kansas. Going to go over that with you in just a little bit with our beef. If you don't think that they're not trying to kill off the cattle industry, then you better start paying attention. Ranchers, if I got any ranchers out there listening, boy, you better be careful. Chipping your herds with RFID chips. And now that animal infectious disease laboratory they're putting right in the heart of cattle country in Kansas. I'll get more into that with you so you know what's going on. All right, today's poll question. I do want to be positive. So at 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com, which special event are you looking forward to the most? I mean, we've got some fun things that are finally coming back here in, well, not just Northern Nevada, but Nevada in general. So your choices, Reno Rodeo, Hot August Nights, and get those cars out. Great Reno Balloon Race. Virginia City Camel Races, which just happened to coincide with the Great Reno Balloon Race. Independence Day fireworks. Notice I didn't say 4th of July. Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off. The summer concert series that goes on. The Nevada Day Parade. All of the above or none of the above. 991-FMTalk.com and 923-FMTalk.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Friday's poll question, and thank you so much. I got hundreds of participants. Should the Nevada election results be audited just like in Arizona and now Pennsylvania? 97% of those participating said yes. We want an audit. I mean, do we need to start a GoFundMe page so we can just have it done ourselves? Seems like it. AOC talking about her grandmother. Home ravaged by the hurricane. The Trump administration not giving them any help. Even though we found out, because the truth always comes out, that the government in Puerto Rico was corrupt and they were misappropriating funds, they were misdirecting funds, and there were warehouses filled with emergency supplies. They were even being dumped in the trash. Somebody set up a GoFundMe page because AOC doesn't help her beloved grandmother. Uses her as a social media tool. Takes pictures and plasters them all over about how she's living. She doesn't help. So somebody set up a GoFundMe page and raised $200,000. For her grandmother. AOC? AOC is part of the problem that we are seeing. It's all about, she would let her grandmother, in my opinion, and anybody else who is destitute and destroyed from what can be man-made disasters. If you don't know how they control weather, you should really look into it. Another one of those conspiracy theories that everybody thought, Yeah. This is how things happen right under your nose. Because people just don't want to believe there are evil people here. Not trying to take over little things, trying to take over literally the entire world. I wanted to bring you, well, I hope going back, I hope she uses that $200,000 well, because AOC just uses everybody's suffering to push a green agenda that, yeah, all it is a money siphon, a freedom siphon. Because half of, maybe three quarters of the green agenda has nothing to do with conservation or helping the planet. It's just to take away your freedoms. So, as we move on. I just received a text here. You're not going to believe this on Cartoon Network, which I think is part of Nickelodeon, but I'm not sure. I'll find out. But they are wishing everybody happy Pride Month. I mean, this is way over the top. When are we going to have straight pride? It's everywhere. It's the indoctrination of the children. You know, if you are LGBTQ, good for you. You should be proud of who you are. You should be proud of who you are. Just let me be proud of who I am. Let everybody else be proud of who they are. Nothing's holding you back but yourself. It's an indoctrination of the kids. Which, by the way, tomorrow is a big day. The Washoe County School District. Bruce Parks is going to be calling in after 11 and giving us an update on getting everybody out to the school board meeting tomorrow. But also some things he was telling me over the weekend that I did not know. Because we keep pushing and pushing to get people to the meetings and give their opinions on critical race theory and the SHARE program and all of this other garbage that they're pushing on the kids. Well, he's got some very interesting insight on that. I was listening to one of my podcasts, and the reason that, you know, this whole gay pride and the GLAD, and LGBTQ. Guess what? Real Christians don't care about your lifestyle. They care about their lifestyle. I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own home, in your job, in your life, to get married, whatever. Good for you. Be happy. But they push the misery to sue people who you can't believe in. Well, you can't have your beliefs. You know, they're suing that poor guy in, was it Portland? Up in Oregon again. Because now he wouldn't make a transgender cake or something like that. He has his rights to his beliefs. Go someplace else and get a cake. You're not being denied getting a cake. Go to Walmart. Jeez. But what this move is doing is it is pushing hate. Because when you look at the text and the tweets, all they say over and over and over again is if you can't accept this, go kill yourself. Thousands and thousands of thousands of messages. If you can't accept my lifestyle, go kill yourself. How is that? How is that love? Well, it's because of programs like we see going throughout the country. They don't know what real love is. They know conditioned love. And it's sad because that just poisons your heart. And that is just sad. BLM, Antifa, we know they're terrorist organizations. But at some point, you're going to see other organizations that seem innocuous right now. Yeah, they're doing their thing. It's annoying. It's... trying to think of another one, but I won't go that far. When we should just be letting each other live and let live. And yeah, there are people out there that need to mind their business. But when it comes to the government, when it comes to the school district, shoving it down our kids' throats, yeah, you got to draw the line. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this on how you can participate on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk.
National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Could we interest you in some chocolate?
Ice cream!
Chocolate?
Ice cream!
Did you say chocolate?
I love chocolate.
Only thing that can make this day better is
chocolate
ice cream.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk about trying to bring you the truth, and people are literally dropping like flies. I've listened to this woman before, and I thought, you know what? It's time to get her on the air. If you haven't heard of Rosa Corey, she's been trying to get the word out about Agenda 2030 for years and years and years because of her background in local government, looking into eminent domain for cities, and how interesting she traced eminent domain all the way back to the UN Agenda 2030. Isn't that interesting? I thought, you know what? I've got to get in touch with this woman. I've got to get her on the air. She died last week. She was suffering from lung cancer, and she died last week. Speaking of deaths, the Oracle, vice president of Oracle, who also put together the COVID app, he died. Why? Well, I'm sure that they're going to spin it, but yeah, he died after getting his second injection of the Quaxine. Now, saying it like that, I'm not diminishing his death. That's sad. That's sad for his family. He wasn't that old. He was only 54. I'm 54. You know what? The genie is out of the box, or the genie is out of the bottle. There's no stopping this. There's no fixing it, really. It's just knowing the truth and protecting yourself. Again, if you don't know who Rosa is, Her last name is spelled K-O-I-R-E. Rosa. R-O-S-A. Look her up and listen to her message. Rosa Corey, one of our biggest advocates and fighter, died on May 25th, last month. Just incredible. People trying to get the truth out just seem to keep disappearing. All right, stick around. Do you have an addiction? I have an addiction to truth. Because it might hurt, but it's what you need. You can handle it. You can't handle the truth. No, trust me, you can handle it. Because being prepared, knowing what's coming, that is the best thing possible. And if you have an addiction, well, I've got the woman coming up next who can help you, the organization that can help you. Because you know what? Whatever you think it may be, you are never alone. You're never alone in this battle we call life. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here on this gorgeous, gorgeous Monday. Hey, let's be positive for what's to come. What is to come? Well, the Reno Rodeo, the Great Reno Balloon Race, Hot August Nights, the Virginia City Camel Races. If you've never seen that, that is just hysterical. That is so much fun. Independence Day Fireworks, Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off, the Summer Concerts, the Nevada Day Parade, where we get to celebrate Nevada. What are you looking forward to the most? That's today's poll question. 991fmtalk.com. And 923fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Friday's poll question, should the Nevada election results be audited just like in Arizona and now Pennsylvania? 97% of the hundreds of people participating said yes. So I will make sure that I give that to the Nevada GOP because, well, they're already starting to push it. So we need to let them know that we support them on this. All right. I love having guests that just tell it like it is. And people who actually help. And that's why joining me right now is just a dear woman who absolutely wants to help. And that is the director of the Reno Problem Gambling Center, Denise Quirk. Denise, thank you for being on the show today.
Monica, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Do people realize that there is help for them out there in the community?
I don't think enough people realize, Monica. I've had people even recently say that they had trouble finding us at the Reno Problem Gambling Center. So, no, we're trying to get the word out.
You know, let's talk about addiction and just the triggers that it brings on. What is the Reno Problem Gambling Center? What do you do?
Well, since 2006, Monica, we've been helping hundreds of families get the treatment that they need if they are in any way affected by gambling disorder. That's the gamblers and their family members. So some people come in with absolute despair and shame, and that's family or gamblers, and we want to give them a free assessment and get them the help that they need.
So what is there in the way of help? I mean, people always say, well, I can stop any time. But when you have people that are putting rent money, their children's food money, you know, into slot machines.
Right.
That's despair.
It's absolute despair. It's sadly, for many of our clients, it's thinking that they can make money by gambling. And all the folks who are in the gambling industry will tell you that that is the incorrect way of looking at gambling. It's for entertainment. It is not a way to make money.
Yeah, it's really not. Because even if you were just looking at the statistics, the house always wins.
Yes.
Look at how many billions of dollars the casinos rake in, and people have to understand that, you know, that adrenaline that you get when you hit that first, you know, jackpot or, you know, royal flush, it's overwhelming, and it is chemical.
It is. It changes people's brains. That big win is a definite brain changer. And then people chase it. And unfortunately, gambling disorder, the hallmark of it is chasing losses as well as wins.
That's the incredible part, is just trying to make back. To be honest, my father had a severe gambling addiction and really put my mother in a very hard position right now. He gambled away everything. He, unfortunately, once they got remarried, had access to all the stocks and everything that she had built up with, like Apple and, you know, other things. And he went in without her knowledge and drained everything and put it into slot machines. How do family members know that this situation is going on and how to protect their future?
Monica, that is such a tragic story. And in the years that I've been treating folks in Nevada, I've heard it many times. It's a sneaky, shameful, and when I say shameful, I am sure your dad was a good person who did not have the ability or the resources that he needed to get the help that he needed. And whether a family member or a gambler comes to us, we want to offer help in many ways. So we start with an assessment. We make sure you get the exact kind of care that you need. We are an outpatient and intensive outpatient center, but we can refer. We're blessed in Northern Nevada to have two different agencies near us, one in Reno and one in Fallon, who do residential treatment for gambling disorder.
Hmm.
So whether you're a gambler or a family member, we can connect you with what you need.
Addictions pretty much cross the gamut, Denise. You know, there's drug addictions, there's gambling addictions, there's shopping addictions. Do they all fall into the same categories of what's happening in the brain?
Absolutely. Behavioral disorders like addiction are located in the pleasure center of the brain. So yes, they do cross over, and we see people with multiple addictions and sometimes with, quite often, with an underlying mental health concern like grief or some kind of pain. And when both of those happen together, unfortunately, it's the perfect storm. So we want to make sure and help people well before it gets out of control.
Now, you've been doing this since 2006. Have you seen an uptick in the help when it comes to mental health treatments, or are we still lacking?
Well, the help is there, and there's a slight uptick. There are more agencies that are looking to offer help in our area, but it's gradual. We can't get all of the students out of UNR certified and get them working in agencies. We've still got a workforce development crisis.
All right. It's not a crisis for you right now because you have an open house, and I want to hear about this. I was unable to open the file that you sent me, so tell me about what's going on with the open house.
Great. So we want everybody to save the date for a week from Thursday. Thursday, June 17th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. One of the funnest things we're going to do is have the pink tacos truck in our driveway.
Ooh.
So we want folks to come over and have a pink taco, which is authentic handmade deliciousness. Wait till you try it. We're going to have a scavenger hunt with 12 local community partners where we're going to give away swag and discounts and more. We hope people will start at Code Coffee early in the morning, and they are one of our community partners, and then come over to our place at 11, start with the scavenger hunt and the open house, and then learn about the launch of our new recovery maintenance program.
So are you going to give us just a little bit on that?
Yes, it's going to be a six-week specialized program that our clients who endured the pandemic and other economic distress have asked for. They want to be able to come back in and get support when they are having all kinds of anxiety about their financial situation before they go in and gamble. So we devised a special program called the Recovery Maintenance Program, and we're going to launch it next week.
You know, sometimes that's the thing. When you cross that pleasure zone and you're chasing that, not only that adrenaline rush again, but you're trying to win back money you've lost, or you're trying to, you know, put $200 in to try and get your rent money. It's, people have to understand that you can trigger your own brain to understand it's wrong. You just need help to do it.
Exactly. You need some tools. When we surveyed some of our clients who are our alumni who just need a place to come back, and we offer that for aftercare, they wanted things like tools and things that work, like a safety kit that we help them put together, a booklet with journaling that's going to really walk them through what they need to revive and refresh, and maybe we need to reteach them. And for some people, they've never had these tools before, or the contacts that our groups provide. So we're going to give them all of that for 6 weeks in our recovery maintenance program.
So do distractions help? Is that one of the tools, is to distract yourself with something else when you want to go gamble?
It's so true, Monica. And we all know this. You know, some of us have kind of a squirrel brain, and we're easily distracted. Well, shiny things. But the thing that is really true is that if we put enough good choices in front of us, like I'll give you one of the things that we use. If you make a list of 30 things that take you about 20 minutes to do that are positive, you were talking about positives this morning. So one gal, she put washing her dog on this list. She put all these little pieces of paper in a jar, and she kept pulling out the washing the dog one. She didn't remember to take it out and leave it out. So about three times she washed her dog one day and the dog started running. But those are the kinds of things that are very simple and doable that we remind people they can do to help themselves.
Well, and we'll have to teach her at some point that she can also groom the dog, cut the hair, cut the nails. Doesn't always have to be washing. There are other things that you can do. That is just so awesome. And it really takes people. It's people helping people, and knowing that, just like whether it be alcohol or drug addiction or anything else, there's always somebody out there that you can rely on. So remind us again when the open house is, and how people can find you online.
Yes, we're at renopgc.org, and you can call us at 284-5335. Our open house, which will be celebrating Recovery Day and all of our wonderful community partners, is Thursday, June 17th from 11 to 3. If there are any volunteers out there who want to bring in some hygiene products, we're going to assemble 200 wellness kits for the homeless, and we could use some help and some donations. So between now and then, I'd love to hear from you.
Well, now that's something that we did not even touch on, because the homeless do go in and unfortunately gamble as well.
Yes. You know, it's easy to just be in a cool place, especially during the summer. So the folks that come to us who do not have all the things that we need, we like to at least give them a little something while we're helping them with their mental and behavioral health concerns.
Yeah. And it's almost forced in a way, but I guess that's not really the term. But yeah, when you are hot and you want to go someplace cool, or when you're freezing in the winter and you want to just go someplace warm, you can't just go into a casino and, you know, stand there or try and get warm. You got to sit down and gamble. So
there is some of that. Yes.
Catch 22. All right, Denise Quirk, thank you so much for joining me today, and best of luck. You've been doing this for a long time now, and that must mean that you're pretty dang good at it.
I think so, and you're the best, Monica. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I always talk to the best. What can I say? Denise, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
you have to understand, it doesn't matter what it's for. There are people out there to help you, whether it's mental health issues, addictions, just even a little positive support. There are people out there to help you. It's the Monica Jay Show. Hopefully helping you a little bit with the truth of what's going on around us right now. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Are you vaccinated? Have friends and family recently reached out to see you? But you enjoyed the past year of quarantine, avoiding their drama and negativity, and now you just prefer to be alone? Well, you're not alone. Well, you are, but there are others just like you. In fact, 1 in 4 people want more time alone. So be like them and sign up now for Quarantine 2.0. It'll take care of things like groceries, bill payments, and most of all, automatically returning texts to friends and family saying your life is busy with other things. Sign up today. Once you do, we'll take care of everything and leave you alone.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
And let's share them. Let's share them and get the truth out. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. Is that what they say? No good deed? Yeah. I was mentioning AOC's grandma earlier, but do you realize that she actually refused the funds? Yeah. And it wasn't $200,000. Sorry about that. It was $104,153. Tisha doesn't want the money. From the likes of us. Interesting. Interesting. So that just blows my mind. That just blows my mind. You would rather live in squalid conditions than accept money from people who just care about others. I wonder if AOC influenced her grandmother not to take the money. It's the likes of AOC that just really get me up in arms. Because they keep screaming about how we're destroying the earth and consumption, and yet she turns around and she does it herself. You know, the only people that will be flying or driving are the important people making the decisions. Well, this just blows my mind. If you didn't see this story over the weekend, I really hope you go find it. All you have to do is DuckDuckGo and type in new ventilators being trashed. I guess it's all about being in the right place at the right time. Because some people were out just doing their thing at the dump. And all of a sudden, a big semi pulls up and starts dumping these huge boxes that are completely sealed. You know, they're the cardboard boxes with the black tape around them and that plastic stuff that shows that it's new and it hasn't been opened. And then they're wrapped in the clear plastic, put on pallets. Well, somebody got curious. Pulled out the phone, started videoing. What's going on here? It turns out what was being dumped was millions of dollars in brand new medical ventilators. They were being dumped and destroyed. Wow. Brand new, not even, I mean, literally fresh off the boat. Woman doing the story from WPLG said they probably came through U.S. Customs last May. It's from a 35-year-old company in Beijing, Aerospace Changfeng Limited. You know, I get it. Recycling is expensive. But even the metal parts, the plastic tubing, even the wheels off of the bottom of this thing, these things did not have to be destroyed. Yet we were scrambling for ventilators. Well, then people figured out, no, that's the worst thing you could do for COVID patients was to put them on ventilators. So, okay. We don't need them now. Let's just bury them in the ground and see what happens. Yeah, they didn't think that they were going to get caught. That just shows how those around us really don't care.